Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
It's going to be a great holiday season for sports fans, at least those sports fans who will be receiving gifts from Only a Game listeners. That's because our 16th annual Only a Game holiday gift-giving guide, possibly the best ever, runs the gamut from perfume for Alabama football fans to the end zone at Texas Stadium, with intermediate suggestions such as, well, why should I give it all away? Without further blithering, here's this season's gift guide. Listen carefully. Just beneath the jingle of the bells and the jolly carolers begging lustily for figgy pudding, are those the mid-December strains of anxiety, desperation, and panic? Don't cover your ears. There's hope even now, as the days before the holidays dwindle down to a precious few, assuming some of the people for whom you have not yet found gifts are sports fans. The 16th annual Only a Game holiday gift guide is just what you've been waiting for.
Roll, roll, roll your ball gently down the lane.
Roll your ball gently down the lane.
Merrily, merrily, now it's Christmas time again.
Merrily, merrily, now.
And even if you aren't ready for the latest plethora of possible presents, here comes John Mitchley, managing director of BV Leisure in Great Britain, with gnome bowling.
The Brits have this ridiculous sense of humor where they're infatuated by these gnomes. They either have them in the garden, they have them lit up, they have them inside. So we put them in a box, six of them, brightly coloured, plastic moulded, 10 inches high, two bowling balls, 6 inches in diameter, and you just bowl them over as much as you can.
There are only six gnomes in a set, as Mr. Mitchley maintains that 10 would have just been too frightening.
Over three rivers and through the town to the stadium we go.
Football fans, especially football fans who root for a team other than the one favored by their spouses, might want to consider a house-divided flag. Stephanie Jeffers spoke with me about that product, which is a banner made up of the colors and logos of two college teams, preferably two rivals. Ms. Jeffers also explained how, as a Nebraska fan married to a fan of Texas Tech, necessity was the mother of the invention of the house-divided flag.
When my husband and I got married, both being rabid football fans, we recognized right off the bat that our problem wasn't going to be dirty laundry on the floor or anything like that. It was going to be the competition we found ourselves in every Saturday when it was during football season.
So is it safe to say that you would be divorced if it weren't for this innovation in married couple rooting?
I'd like to think that our union is a little stronger than that. But it certainly has helped.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Saved marriages bring to mind romance. And romance was on the mind of Katie Mosich when she came up with collegiate fragrances, perfumes, suitable for fans of various football teams.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely looked at the school colors and we said, okay, for example, if you think about University of Alabama, what are red arombanics for that crimson tide? You think berry, pomegranate, apple. We looked at campus flowers and trees. We looked at the school architecture and the landmark style.
So a great football university wouldn't necessarily smell like a football.
No, but I have got that question. And I also have gotten beer, and I've gotten, does it smell like sweaty football players? And I said no, but I hope that many sweaty football players are wearing this fragrance because they'll love it.
If you're looking for a gift likely to produce aromas of a different sort altogether, you might want to consider the Manifold Destiny Cookbook. Written by Bill Scheller and Chris Maynard, it tells you all you need to know about cooking everything from ham steak to stuffed eggplant on your car engine while you're driving. We are a sports show, so I couldn't resist asking Bill Scheller if he'd sent copies of the book to anybody at the racetrack.
Well, we haven't sent it to NASCAR, and I don't know to what extent it's been brought to the attention of the big three, but Chris and I were talking the other day about how nice it would have been to have had a little advance notice when these guys hopped in their cars and drove from Detroit to Washington. Because it would have been great if they had cooked, you know, as I say, a ham steak or some nice slices of pork tenderloin. They could have passed it around and put the senators in a good mood.
I think you guys have missed a great big bet with NASCAR. I mean, talk about fast food.
Well, you know, it would be a whole different division. you could run the races in terms of points for the best dish presented at the end, as well as who got across the finish line.
Exactly.
First.
Wouldn't matter if you finished first if your souffle had fallen.
Oh, souffles are tricky. You've got to have really good suspension for souffles.
Whatever you might think about cooking on your car engine, who can deny that it's practical? And in that vein, another referral is perhaps in order.
My name is Floyd E. Seskin, M.D. I'm a urologist in South Florida. The product is called the UroClub. That's UROCLUB.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a portable urinary device camouflaged as a 7-iron, as a golf club.
Uh-huh.
After operating on a man for an enlarged prostate, I had a guy come back to me after several months from this procedure, and he says, I'm feeling great, I'm sleeping all night long, and you improved my golf game. And he said, of course, you know, there aren't many bathrooms on the golf course. I would purposely hit my ball into the woods just so I could urinate. He goes, I developed a wonderful slice on purpose.
Male golfers may be yearning for the Euro Club, but I had to ask Dr. Seskin if he'd been able to do anything for female golfers.
Almost half my patients are women, and I know how they urinate. Women are never going to drop their panties in the middle of the course and urinate into this. I would need an entire pop-out tent to pop out of their bag, along with somebody to accompany them to the bathroom for them to use something like this.
It was the night before Hanukkah, Boychicks and Maidles, not a sound could be heard, not even the dreidels.
Games can make great gifts, a fact not lost on Jenny Rivlin Roberts of ModernTribe.com. She offers a new twist on an old tradition.
What is No Limit Texas Dreidel? It's a cross between traditional Hanukkah dreidel game and Texas Hold'em poker. So the objective of the game is to create your best hand of five dreidel spins. So you're playing with dreidels instead of cards.
How, I wondered, had Ms. Roberts come up with the idea?
The game was invented largely because I was so frustrated about dreidel. And everybody makes fun of dreidel. It is. It's just lame. And it's we would always have Hanukkah parties for our adult friends, and we'd always have dreidels. But when our Gentile friends would look at the dreidel and say, you know, how do you play this? We'd be like, don't worry about it. Just eat the chocolate gilt.
Should you be in the market for something high-tech, Jonathan Huberman of iOmega hopes you'll think it would be fun to accessorize the computer of somebody on your gift list by attaching it to a 250-gigabyte backup drive embossed with the logo of the New England Patriots. With all those NFL teams to choose from, including the defending champion New York Giants, I wondered why Mr. Huberman and his colleagues had chosen to decorate their product as they did.
Well, we were talking to a number of teams right at the beginning of the season, and in week one, when Tom Brady went down, we thought, what better symbol for requiring a backup than the New England Patriots?
You may be the only person in the country who benefited from Tom Brady going down in week one.
Well, a lot of other teams did.
If you're feeling charitable toward four-legged critters this holiday season, you might want to send someone on your list a bottle or two of wine from the Victory Dogs Wine Collection, V-I-C-K-T-O-R-Y. Proceeds from each bottle benefit the dogs that were rescued from Michael Vick's Bad News Kennels and fund organizations working to eliminate dog fighting. And if your charitable intentions are a little more ambitious, have we got the guy for you?
This is Pat Patey, and I'm the public relations manager for the Salvation Army here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Each year, Neiman Marcus publishes their Christmas catalog and puts a number of fantasy gifts in there. And one of the fantasy gifts that's in there this year is the entire end zone from Texas Stadium, this being the last year that the Cowboys will play there. So I hope that between now and the end of the season, someone will get really excited about that, because Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, is going to be donating the entire purchase price of that back to the Salvation Army.
Mr. Patey guesses that there must be lots of children out there who'd enjoy not only sleeping under the stars, but sleeping on the stars that festoon said end zone, and he's prepared to make the case that even in these hard times, this gift is worth every penny.
So I know $500,000 sounds like a lot of money, but...
Yes, it certainly does.
You know, but imagine the money a person could save by not having to have their yard mowed anymore.
Fantastic. Now, the only worry that I have here is, you know, I know a little bit about the Salvation Army. You're going to need a big kettle.
Well, you're right. We're going to need a big kettle, but... You know, where there's a will, there's a way, and we'll figure out a way to accept that donation and to put it to good use.
Whether or not you've completed your holiday shopping, we at Only a Game trust that you, too, will figure out a way to enjoy the season. We certainly hope that will be the case. Happy holidays. The 16th annual Only a Game Holiday Gift Guide will be featured on this week's program. You can find all the gifts, as well as various candidates that didn't make the final cut, on our website, onlyagame.org. This week I'll also be examining the potential benefits and relative insanity of the most lucrative contract ever signed by a major league pitcher, C.C. Sabathia, now of the Yankees, for, they hope, the next 7 years. There will be some football talk, no doubt, as we get set for the bowl season, not to be confused with the gnome bowling season, which knows no limits in time or glory. And I'll be speaking with Gary Andrew Poole, who has written a new biography of Red Grange, a.k.a. the Galloping Ghost. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.